Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you get a chance. Jane Pollock is our guest, and she's the author of Sole Proprietor, 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur, and that's janepollock.com.
That's right. And no C in Pollock.
P-O-L-L-A-K.
Correct.
So what else do we need to know about taking time off, Jane?
Well, you know, somebody asked me, like, how do your clients respond when you take time off?
That's a good
question. Understand that I'm the coach of lifestyle entrepreneurs, and they say, bravo, you deserve it. Thank you for modeling that for me. In your business, it may, you know, people may not be as grateful, but for what I do, where I'm teaching people how to have balance and I'm modeling it, they're really grateful to see how it is and that I didn't collapse, that I actually come back restored, rejuvenated, excited, and tan, or a little bit, you know. That's a nice color in my cheeks. So they're really appreciative, and I think that's, you know, part of my job is to set an example in every way, to keep showing up no matter what, in good times, in bad times, on vacation, off vacation. So, it's, you know, that's how I see my role.
You know, a lot of small business owners, a vacation means they do work from the beach while the family's in the water.
No, you know what I mean?
You know, seriously, they're on the phone, they're on email, customers. You know, I used to have a client, when I had my consulting business, my best customer I ever had was he's kind of a little ditzy. And I would tell him, now look, I'm going to be on vacation next week. If you need me, call me. If you don't need me, I'm going to be on vacation next week. And he would call me before I got halfway out of town, and as if I had never said anything to him.
Yes, yeah. No, boundaries are really, you know, it's interesting. I'm reading through some old journals. That's one of the things I did on my vacation, was just kind of look through my life. And there was, I had gone on a trip to Dallas and then to D.C. with the family, and I brought eggs along with me to do.
Right,
and,
you're an egg decorator.
An artist. She's an artist, folks.
They
spoiled, you know, so it was like I took that time. I shouldn't have been taking that time. I feel
that's
like
a good sign, isn't it?
Keeps reminding us, you know, like, this is your time, and you get to use it or abuse it. So it's really taking the signals, but I think our bodies need that time to just chill and do nothing. And to say to a customer, you know what, I said, if it's an emergency, I will talk to you. But it's really reminding them of what's important to you.
You know, I used to say this to my children when my children were teenagers, and they wanted me to do something that was going to conflict with something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Most of the time they won. But sometimes I didn't want to. I wanted to stick to my guns, and I actually started saying to them, you know, kids, I love you, but here's what you have to understand. I don't get to raise you and come back and do this over again. I don't. This is the only August 6th, 2012 I get, and so it's my day too.
Yeah.
And they would look at me like I would, you know, like a puppy, you know, looks at you when you're trying to, you know, rock the head back and forth like, is he speaking English? You know?
Right, you're trying to communicate something. I'm not sure what it is.
Exactly.
I hear you, but I see your mouth moving,
but I don't know what you're saying. But see, no, I think that's a good thing to tell your business.
Yeah.
Tell your business and your employees. You know, this is the only day today that I get. I don't get to do this. This is not dress rehearsal for me.
Right. And I remember a PR person I spoke to once, I said, what happens if, you know, I hire your services and so many people want my talents? And she said, you just tell them no, or you tell them, you know, in a week, in a month, in a year. And it's the same thing, but you're treasuring yourself. That's really the thing, is to really value yourself and say, I need this. I must do this.
But if you've got these, you're blessed with really engaged customers who really depend on you, who really rely on you. You cannot leave them in a lurch for a week or a month. You can't do that. You just can't do that. And so what you have to do is you have to train them, and you have to train your employees. If you have employees, you have to say, okay, now Bill, if you need me, please call for this week. Please call John first. And if he can't handle it, he'll call me.
And also, Jim, you structure it around a time where you're not busy. I imagine that the end of December is either a very busy time or an absolutely dead time.
That's a good point.
Or the first 2 weeks. You know, so that's why I took July. I would never do this in September or October, where everybody feels like they want to get back and get started. So, you know, be selective about when you choose your sabbatical.
Right. That's exactly it. That's the reason, as I was talking about earlier, about, you know, don't take your Friday off if it's payroll Friday.
No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So be strategic in it, in your decision making.
Yeah, well said. Jane, thanks again. Jane Pollack.
Oh, my pleasure.
.com. P-O-L-L-A-K is no C, but a K on the end. The author, sole proprietor, 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. Congratulations on your darn sabbatical, Jane.
Thank you. And I'm really happy to be back.
I'm still jealous. We're glad you're back at work, though. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Jane Pollack. She'll be back another day. I'll be back. But not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.